A place where high fashion stores combine professional service and advice to help you pick the perfect designer outfit. Where shoes are to die for and spa treatments deliver a whole new level of indulgence. As does that stop between shops lunch, decadent cafe treat, or perfectly made barista coffee. You can bank on all this and more at the Old Bank Arcade, conveniently located on Lambton Quay.
Jenai here, firefighter. Been out for a few and come home hungry? Don't use a frying pan, use a microwave instead. Or just grab takeaways. Never drink and fry. Visit fire.org.nz.
Hey Tony! Get a free PlayStation 4 when you sign up for unlimited gigabit Game of Fiber with MyRepublic. Annihilate your friends for only $134.99 per month. 24-month term ETF and T's and C's apply. MyRepublic. We know no limits.
News, politics, business, answers. Larry Williams Drive.
Domestic violence victims to receive 10 days paid leave from their employer.
To do things like get protection orders, go to court, find a new house.
Yo, Greenie, go and hug some trees somewhere far away. Larry, why do you feel compelled to give these nuts a stage to spread their stupidity? So you know, Tom. So you know what's going on.
Coming up today at 4, he's happy as Larry. It's Larry Williams Drive on News Talk ZB.
It is a 29 away from 11. Friday Forum, Nick Mills and Joseph again. We'll get to the news headlines with Katrina in a moment. Lister says, here's an idea for a name for a new party. How about Hard Labour? They need a backbone and to move with the times or move over and call it a day, says a listener. Chris has called in. Hi there, Chris.
Hi, how you going?
Very well, thanks, Chris.
Chris the emailer.
Very good.
Hey, Josie.
Yes?
You keep saying Labour-led government, time for a Labour-led government, blah, 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 blah. The problem you've got now, though, is that, as Tim said, it isn't, it's going to be Labour in name, but it's going to be Labour with a massive tail on it called Green.
Yeah.
Which has...
Do you know what,
The Greens are used to being in opposition, and they can demand whatever they want.
Yeah, I totally agree. And that, you see, the problem with that whole left bloc strategy of cobbling together this coalition is that Labour people like me go, but I would never vote Green. I'm Labour. And so I can see what's in that for, you know, the people in Parliament now. But you're not, voters are going to look at that and go, no, that's a massive tail wagging a very small dog.
Yeah.
So that's the problem, Chris. I think that's why Labour Party should be going out and campaigning just as a Labour Party.
Yeah, yeah.
Be confident to have in your principles.
Thank you very much for that, Chris. Yeah, I had a bit of a, well, I began the program on Thursday with talking about this, saying that that one of the reasons Nick probably left is because of the monumental cock-up Labour made by aligning themselves with the Greens. I just thought it was just the dumbest thing I've seen in a long, long time.
The message you get is that Andrew Little's would rather be friends with people in the Green Party than people in the Labour Party, Nick.
There's something out for you. What about the leader of the Green Party being the Prime Minister? Because he looks like a leader. He's
James Shaw.
What about that as an idea? Actually, because they need a leader. Here's an idea for you.
I think Winston might have an idea about that.
Well, yeah. Yes.
Might want to say something about that.
Indeed. 27 away from 11.
ZB Headlines.
Katrina's here with the news update. Good morning.
Good morning. A body is believed to have been found in the search for a man swept away in a Manawatu River while trying to rescue a dog. The former owner of a backpacker's lodge in Kaitaia will be sentenced at the High Court today for indecently assaulting tourists and making intimate video recordings. Buzz Aldrin is comfortable in Christchurch Hospital and responding well to antibiotics after being evacuated from Antarctica. And one Wellington business has found its way around the earthquake cordon on Tory Street, a smaller version of Dragonfly. A Courtney Place restaurant will now be operating across the road at Mojo St. James. In sport, Tiger Woods has had a mixed return to competitive golf, carding a one-over-par opening round at the Hero World Challenge in the Bahamas to be near the tail of the field. And the weather out there today, we do have showers set to develop later this morning, a southerly change and the high 16.
That's a great idea. Yeah, that Mojo. So what's going to happen, Katrina, my understanding is that Mojo on Courtney Place, this is just next to the St. James, will operate as a coffee shop as it does during the day, as a cafe, and at night time the staff from Dragonfly will move in
and
they'll start providing dragonfly meals idea. Because you can't get into dragonfly.
Oh,
fabulous
idea.
This just shouts to me of the Wellington sort of spirit and goodwill, and you'd know about it, Nick, in that industry. But basically Mojo St. James has, I think, reached out to Dragonfly. I mean, they basically look at each other across the road and said, yeah, we don't use it at night. Mm. I mean, it's a smaller space. They're not going to be able to offer the same service.
No, it is actually quite a big space.
Oh,
and,
is it?
And that's two of Wellington's great entrepreneurs getting together. Mm. You know, I mean, the Mojo brand is Steve. He's just a magnificent entrepreneur of Wellington. And Brent Wong, who owns Dragonfly across the road, is a great hospitality kid. He's been in hospitality all his life. His father and mother owned restaurants. So I think it's got the hair on my arms went up when you read that story, because I thought, what a fabulous Wellington story from two great companies.
Mojo have got this business model as well of going into areas like lobbies of buildings where you don't normally have a business or a service, and putting a cafe there. And I think that's fantastic. It's a really it's like using every little bit of space.
And I spoke to the owner of Mojo earlier in the year, and they've expanded into China. And other parts of Asia they're looking at as well. So they're taking this Wellington brand overseas. It's just brilliant.
Excellent.
And if you actually meet him, and when you would have talked to him, he's just a really good,
top,
honest, basic Kiwi bloke.
Oh, and they do stuff in development too, you know, with some of the NGOs who work internationally to help coffee farmers.
Yeah, good on them. Great story. What a great story.
Yeah, what I've been so impressed with in terms of Wellington pulling together in the last couple of weeks is this ability to find things like this crane that suddenly, you know, the claw going into the building on Molesworth Street. It was only 2.5 weeks ago we had the earthquake, and all of a sudden we've got the demolition that is halfway done on that. We've somehow managed to get all these workers together to actually carry out some very, very dangerous work. Queensgate's the same, where we've got already work getting underway on bringing down the car park and the cinema complex, which is dangerous. We somehow managed to find people in times like this. It's wonderful.
I think it's the fact that it's actually an emergency. That's why that stuff's... I mean, we can't say the same thing about the rebuild of Christchurch, and anyone that's been there would just be absolutely shocked, because 4 or 5 years later it's still a war zone down there. So it's all very well to get them down, and I understand what you're saying and I totally agree, but that building had to come down, otherwise they couldn't open the street, you know, basically. So things happen.
I
wonder if the wharf would, whether the wharf will get done as quickly is another story.
After the earthquake in Christchurch, initially you really had this sense of people coming together, neighbours looking after each other, businesses looking after each other, and then it kind of just sort of dissipated into this
month upon year
of sort of waiting for the bigger stuff to happen.
Yeah, well, I was in Christchurch 3 weekends ago. We were just passing through on the way to Akaroa, and we stopped and actually got off in the city, had a wander around. They've done a good job with the Restart Mall, where they've got the container mall. They've done a wonderful job there, but my God, the rest of the city
is a war zone.
It's very sad, knowing how beautiful that place was, just to see what's happening.
And how is that?
Christchurch,
I mean,
now
that just doesn't. You think of the Japanese, you know, the tsunami in Japan, and Fukushima, and that all the rebuild has, as I understand, is virtually done there. And that.
Yeah,
you know,
we have taken too long. We have definitely taken too long with Christchurch. There's no question about that.
22 away from 11, 0800 80 1080 and 472 1035 if you'd like to join in with the Friday Forum. In a moment, just want to come back and talk about something we chatted about earlier in the week. A situation at a theme park where the operator was so sick of the kids spitting that he stopped the ride mid-air and left them dangling. The principal was furious, said there's no way you should have done that. Well, I thought it was a good idea. I thought it was good, tough punishment that, you know, gave them a bit of a fright, but let's just move on. Plus, we'll get Nick and Josie, following on from what we were talking about earlier this morning, memories of teachers that have stuck out for them. This on the story with the Greytown teacher who's lost a job after swearing too much at her pupils. 22 away from 11, News Talk ZB.
Did you know Charles Fleming Retirement Village is holding a rest home, hospital and dementia care centre open afternoon this Sunday from 1 till 4? We're delighted to offer you a tour of our beautiful village, our service departments, rest home, hospital and dementia care centre. There'll be an information presentation at 2 o'clock. Charles Fleming Retirement Village, part of the Ryman Healthcare Group, 112 Parata Street, Waikanae. For more information, 04293 1350.
I don't have to worry about finding great tenants for my property.
And I don't have to spend my summer holidays organising viewings.
And I don't have to stress about drawing up tenancy agreements.
Why?
Because there's no I in team. Team Group Rentals. They're Harcourt's award-winning property management company and they'll do everything for you.
Listing with them now will ensure you get quality tenants secured for next year.
In fact, the only thing I had to do was give them a call. 0508 473 682.
Toyota's home in Heart Valley is King Toyota.
$89 plus GST a week on the iconic Toyota Hilux. Hi, Richard Devery. If you're GST registered, this month you can lease a Toyota Hilux SR5 manual pre-runner for a low $89 plus GST per week on a 36-month, 45,000-kilometre, non-maintained operating lease. Credit criteria and conditions apply. Get a Hilux for $89 plus GST a week at King Toyota, Upper and Lower Hutt.
King Toyota.
We got 84 people to donate
one
word
each
to
this
ad.
The
reason
to
show
what
can
be
achieved
when
people
get
together
and
give
a little.
Now
think
what
the city
mission
store
can
achieve
with
your
donated
goods.
Every
donation
helps
to
give
a little
more
to
those
in
need.
Together we can make a difference. Call the City Mission store on 0800 245 542 to collect your goods.
Ignite your desire at Wellington Barbecues and Fire. Check out the Weber flavour experience every weekend at Wellington Barbecues and Fire right up till Christmas. Find out how Weber barbecues cook perfect crackling pork, roast lamb, pizzas, muffins. You can even cook your own steak. Get to Wellington Barbecues and Fire for Tony on Saturday and Lyle Bay on Sunday right up to Christmas.
Ignite your desire, Wellington Barbecues and Fire.
It's the Friday Forum with Nick Mills and Josie Pagani on the Tim Fuchs Morning Show on News Talk ZB.
It is 19 away from 11, 0800 80 1080 and 472 1035. This is the Friday Forum. Nick and Josie are with me. A couple of other matters I'd like to run through. Rainbow's End theme park in Auckland. Have you ever been there, Nick, over the years?
Many, many years ago, but I think it's a fabulous idea. And I think, but the trouble that I, when I first read this idea, I thought those young
punks.
Yeah. They would probably have enjoyed dangling up there at the top of the sky. They would be having more fun dangling up there. They'd be thinking about ways of getting down on their own. I mean, you know, they wouldn't be scared by it. Yeah, I'll tell you a great story. My uncle, who's a pilot, took the Canterbury rugby team. This is many, 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 many years ago to a game. It was a charter flight. It was an Air New Zealand flight, but it was a charter flight with the Canterbury rugby team on. That obviously had won, and on the way back, they were really playing up, grabbing the backside of weight, the air hostesses, which, you know, nowadays would never be accepted to be front page of the story. So what he did was he turned off the gas mask and went up a bit higher so they had trouble breathing. And he got into all sorts of trouble, but I thought that was a great idea. He said he could hear them all. Then he said that then he brought it back down.
Imagine doing that now. Oh,
yeah. That's hysterical. Yeah.
So what happened, Joyce, is these 14 and 15-year-old boys were apparently spitting at people as they were on this ride. And the over the PA system went, please do not spit, otherwise we'll stop the ride. They kept on doing it, so the ride was stopped mid-air. Some of them were dangling upside down for 10 minutes before they were let down. The school principal found out, said he was, quote, incredulous at what the operator of the ride did, but Rainbow's End said, look, we did tell them, we warned them, don't spit.
Yeah. It's a bit, when you say it like that, I hadn't realised that they'd been hanging upside down.
Yeah.
For 10 minutes, because if I was a parent, I'd be thinking, okay, my little Larry is a pain in the butt.
I don't think you'd get
many
young...
I don't actually want him to land on his head falling out of this thing. You know, perhaps it might be another punishment. I understand why they did it, but
I would have got him off as quick as possible.
Yeah, I think 10 minutes hanging upside down with a seatbelt
off
the ground, I think as a parent I might be thinking, let me give him a...
Yeah, yeah. That might be a push too far in for me. Yeah.
I love how you said young Larry. I don't know there'd be a Larry under the age of about 40.
No, actually, that's right. Names
another
that
one?
Don't
Nigel.
Names that don't exist. Nigel, Larry.
Greg. Frank.
Gregory.
Frank, yeah.
Darren.
Yeah.
Oh, no, there's a few Darrens.
Darren or D-A...
Dean? Are there many Deans?
Yeah, there's plenty of
Deans. Deans
coming. Yeah, we're just thinking about child's names and about the names
anymore.
That don't really exist anymore.
What do you call your child?
Like, my husband's a John, but no one calls their son John.
Oh, they must do.
Why? Why would you call someone John? It's like calling somebody name. It was such a common name, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Jack is...
No, Jack's very popular.
Jack's very, very popular.
Yeah, Zach, Willow, Peach, you know,
get a lot
River.
Of Jacks. Did a lot of Jacks, working
Sam.
For it. I'm just thinking of the young people
that
work.
Yeah.
Indeed. School
Sam's,
teachers. Yeah. We were just talking about school teachers this morning as well. This mother and this woman, from Kuranui College in Greytown's lost a job because she wouldn't stop swearing at her students. Front of the paper, the article says a teacher who called students sluts and wankers has had her registration cancelled. She also told one student to F off. This is over a 12-year period. Parents were complaining, and the school encouraged her to clean up her language. She didn't.